Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. I want to introduce you now to the Ilanda Netball Trainer Brand, and their founder Eloise joins me now. Eloise, established brands claim to really be netball trainers, but from what you found, is it mainly just a normal trainer with the word netball slapped on top of it?
Yes, exactly that. I couldn't have said it better myself.
There's
really only two brands that make trainers that they call netball trainers. And I did some research, and exactly as you described, they're no different to their running shoes. They just call them netball trainers. And often they have you heard the term shrink it and pink it?
Yeah.
It feels a bit like that with the netball shoes that are out there. So exactly as you described.
ASICS are quite a major player in this field, especially in Suncorp. So what makes your trainers different?
Good question. So several things. I guess the most important thing that our shoes do is they have inbuilt ankle support, which ASICS netball trainers don't. There's three things in our shoe that work cohesively to give you better stability. The first is semi-rigid splints that run up the ankle bones either side, and they act as a physical barrier to stop you from inverting or everting, so rolling your ankle. The second is a wider toe box. So unlike a lot of court sport shoes, ASICS netball shoes and others, your toes are quite snug in the shoes. With ours, the toe box is wider, so there's more space for your toes to splay as you run and jump, which gives you better grounding. And then the third thing is laces are webbed. And by that, I mean they start at the sole of the shoe and they wrap around over the whole foot rather than just sitting at the top of the shoe. So you can customize the fit of the shoe by pulling the laces in tighter, and it sort of wraps around your whole foot. So those three things work cohesively to give you better stability, which is something we've not seen in any other shoe, whether that's netball, basketball, tennis, you name it.
I would assume as well it cuts down on the need for strapping.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's the idea is it cuts down on the need for strapping and negates the need for wearing ankle braces. So I guess netballers and athletes have different injuries, and people will tape for different reasons, but a lot of people tape because they've rolled their ankle once and they're trying to prevent doing it again. And if you're like me and you're an amateur player rather than a professional who doesn't have access to physios, trying to tape your own ankles is really difficult, and trying to do it effectively is really difficult. So I think a lot of people just resort to wearing braces to support their ankles. So yes, the idea with our shoes is you hopefully, if you're wearing tape to prevent your ankles from rolling or braces, hopefully you don't need to do that in wearing our shoes.
Certainly goes into that ankle protection claim that's online. So yes. Tell me a bit about some of the research that's gone into it.
Being a netballer myself and having rolled my ankles a lot, and as I said, having to resort to wearing braces for the last 10 years, I know that the rate of ankle injury is very high in netball. Having played with hundreds and hundreds of netballers, a lot of them do tape and brace. So I've kind of seen it firsthand myself because I am a netballer. But also in doing our research, we found out that 80% of netballers will roll their ankle on court, which is a huge statistic. And out of the 20 million players around the world, 16 million of those players will have an ankle injury every year. And then the likelihood of rolling your ankle again, so having a recurring injury, is 50%. So the stats are astronomical as to ankle injuries on court. We started thinking about other sports like football, where shin guards are obligatory or a very necessary part of the kit. Yeah, or volleyball, where they wear knee guards, or, you know, all sorts of sports where protection is an added part of the kit and it's kind of a staple. It doesn't make sense that in netball, with stats that high, you know, 80% of netballers rolling their ankles, why we don't have anything, you know, in place to protect the athletes.
How long did it take to get to the product that we see today of?
It's taken just shy of 2 years, I'd say. I didn't rush it, so I started off quite slowly and I did a lot of research to try and establish product market fit. And then I spent all of last year prototyping. And at the very end of the year, we went to a trade show in Germany. And so that was sort of the hard and fast deadline. We had to have a finished product by then. And then we've just spent the first part of this year getting our campaign together, and planning our launch, which we've now done.
The Infinite Max, is that the main product in the range?
It is, yes. So at the moment, we have that one product in three colorways. And there are plans to bring out more colorways, more sizes, also looking at changing the outsole to suit different terrains, because at the moment our shoe is a hybrid. So netballers who play indoors and outdoors and other sports can wear the shoes, but we also recognize that that's never going to be perfect for one or the other. So the plan is to also bring out an indoor version of our shoe and an outdoor version of our shoe.
My name is Serena Kirsten, but I was best known as Serena Guthrie, ex-England netball player, captain, now mother of two. And specialist advisor for the Elanda product brand, which I'm very proud to be. A couple of years ago now, Eloise, you popped into an inbox on my LinkedIn, talking about an exciting shoe brand journey opportunity that you'd like to pitch to me. I hopped on a quick phone call. I quite quickly became excited about it. I think it was different. I could tell immediately that you'd put a lot of thought into what you wanted to do with the brand, with the product, and I guess more importantly, what you wanted to do for netball. You know, I think we're still in the space where it's not people's first thought for sport. You know, it's still predominantly played by females. I think that's a reason it's still a massively underrepresented space. I think netball, when it comes to shoe wear.
Online, we see that it's a product that's been endorsed by Jade Clarke. Jiva trains in them, and you're backed by Serena Kirsten as well. Maybe a little on their involvement, how you came to approach them to be involved, to invest.
Serena was the first person that became involved, and back in January of last year, I just pitched the business to her. Serena has always been probably my number one netball idol. We both play centre, we're both mid quarters, and I've just I followed her career, and I knew that she had retired from the international stage to go and have her children. So I pitched the business to her, and after a bit of back and forth, she really bought into what it was. And at the time, it was just an idea. We didn't have a finished prototype. In fact, at the time, I didn't even have the first prototype. So she really just bought into the idea of what it was going to be.
Wonderful.
And so she became a shareholder, which is amazing. So she's part owner of the business. And then I guess through that contact with Serena, we make contact with Jade Clarke, who really embodies everything that we're about. As a brand, our tagline is play for a lifetime. And what that means is our mission is to keep you in the game you love for longer. Jade really embodies that because she still plays netball I believe, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, she's around the age of 40. She's the most capped England player, and I think perhaps the most capped netballer ever. Well, she did have that title. I don't know if it still stands. And she's still playing. She plays in the Next Gen League. So she's really somebody who does want to play for a lifetime, or at least play for as long as she chooses, rather than injury taking her off the court. So with Jade, it started as a rehab shoe, because she'd had a significant injury. So she started wearing them to get back on court, and she absolutely loves them, and she now plays in them. And then Jiva, she trialed the shoes and absolutely loves them. She prefers to play matches in low tops. It's just a preference thing. So she trains in our shoes. However, she did very kindly wear them for one of the Super League games a few weeks ago. She agreed that if I came up to watch her in the match, she'd wear them. So that was a pretty special
And you
moment
did.
for me, for the brand. I did, yes.
Fantastic. We're obviously based in the UK, but are you available online for
Yes.
worldwide orders as well?
Yes, yeah. So we currently hold stock in the UK and Australia. We've got a warehouse in Sydney in Australia. So we offer free shipping to the UK and Australia. But we are a global brand and you can order from anywhere in the world.
Feel free to mention the website.
Oh yeah, so double check
Yeah.
for you. Very important. Elanda Sport, so ELANDR Sport, SPORT.com. We're also on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
And here in the UK, you're also on the high street as well, and not just any high street, Regent Street. How important is that in this, in the scheme of things?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It really was the opportunity of a lifetime to be able to launch our brand not only on our own website but also directly into a store on Regent Street, as you said. It was an opportunity that came about really last minute, and not just last minute for our brand. It came about last minute for everybody involved. And the store itself is a pop-up concept store for female founders of women's sports brands. So it's been coined the home of women's sport, and all of the founders and brands in there are doing amazing things for women's sports, and we're invited to be a part of it. And so yes, anybody who wants to see our shoes in real life before they make a purchase, and who is over in London, can go and go in and pick them up, and you can buy from the store or you can buy from our website.
And excuse the pun, because I stopped doing puns like this back in the 80s, but what's footfall been like so far?
So I'm not based in the store all the time, so I don't see the footfall every day. That said, I was in the store at the end of last week, and a girl and her mum came in and beelined directly for the shoes. And I went over to introduce myself, and the girl said that the brand had been shared on her netball club's WhatsApp group. She was based down in, excuse me, down in Southampton, and because she was in London, she knew about the store, she came in to see them. So that was a really special moment for me, because it was sort of the first customer that had organically heard about us through word of mouth on WhatsApp and had come in to see us. And I've been sent various images of people in our shoes trying them on. So I feel like the reception has been pretty positive so far.
Well, I managed to catch up with her before the end of the year, and she told me what that initial feedback's been like.
Since we launched Elanda back in June of this year, the feedback that we've had on our shoes has been phenomenal, really. I suppose the first thing to say is the brand name and awareness of the brand has really spread like wildfire. It feels like we are being spoken about in every corner of the country, which is a really nice feeling. I often get messages saying that shoes have been shared in the group WhatsApp, or somebody will email us to say that they've seen one of our ads, or they might have popped in to see us on Regent Street when we had our pop-up store. So it feels like a lot of people know about the brand and understand who we are and what we do, which has been phenomenal. We get loads and loads of really positive feedback on a daily basis, whether that's on social media or people sending me an email, giving me a call. So yes, in answer to your question, what's the feedback been like? It's by and large been really, really positive feedback, which we're really happy about.
Eloise also told me what it was like being part of Netball Aid.
Yes, we were part of Netball Aid, which was a fantastic experience for us. We were the headline sponsors of Netball Aid, which honestly was an incredible experience to be part of, not only for the brand, but also a personal experience for me, as I was really fortunate I got to play netball during the match with my heroes, Serena, Tamsin, the Corbin sisters, Lucy Herdman, so, and Chelsea stepped on court. So many ex-England netballers that I got to play with, which was really incredible for me. But more so for Orlando and the brand, we had a space in the fan activation zone. And from the moment the doors opened to the moment the doors closed, we had people queuing up, wanting to see us, wanting to ask us about the shoes, try them on, find their size. And the feedback on again was phenomenal. The amount of people, well, I would say that the people that came up to us who were a bit skeptical at first, the team reflected afterwards, and we said about 60-70% of people who came up who were skeptical, if not more actually, put our shoes on and just said, "Oh, I get it. These are brilliant." So
it was also really good learning for us, because it helped us to understand that for the people that are sitting on the fence or not quite sure, if we can get the opportunity to get them in a pair of our shoes, there's a really, really high chance that we'll convert them into being Elanda fans. So that was really positive for us. And also then having our decals on the court and an A board just added to the visibility for the brand, which again was a fantastic event to be part of. And we got some brilliant PR off the back of it.
And she told me what it's been like for the company since launching.
Launching our brand Elanda with the Infinite Max netball shoe was certainly the right decision. I'm really proud of how far we've come. I'm proud of all of the positive feedback we receive. And I'm really proud of the product we made, which is a fantastic netball shoe that is able to compete at the highest level with other well-known brands. And it just, the confidence it gives players on court is like no other. And we constantly hear that on a daily basis from our customers.
Eloise shared more about the outlet store in Jersey.
So we have our first retail partnership, which is a sportswear store in Jersey, the home island of Serena Guthrie, now known as Serena Kirsten, ex-England netball captain and shareholder of Elanda. She lives in Jersey, and we're really proud to have partnered with Happy, who have a fantastic sportswear store on the island. And towards the end of November, we had a launch party there, which was a brilliant day. Lots of people came to visit us, came to see Serena, and got to meet the Jersey Jets as well, which is Serena's prem team.
And what about those plans for 2026?
What does 2026 look like for Elanda? We've got many, many things up our sleeve. I suppose some of the things I can talk about are the fact that we are hiring. We're looking for regional sales representatives to take our brand around the country, take them into sports clubs. We get a lot of requests from people wanting for us to visit them at their sports clubs so that their whole club can try them on court. So we are taking on a sales representative to help us do that, starting with one, but the hope is we will roll out a program over the course of the year and add more and more as we go. We're looking to add more partnerships. Not only sportswear stores, we also have a retail partnership with a podiatry clinic, and we'd like to partner with a few more podiatry clinics, as well as a schools program, which we're rolling out across the country. Other than that, we've got the Glasgow Commonwealth Games in the summer, which we're really excited about, and we are putting together a really exciting plan for that, which I can't share with you just yet, but keep your eyes peeled. And probably the last thing to say, last but not least, and really exciting, is the fact that we are bringing in Berry Neal, England Rose, and Loughborough Lightning star. We're welcoming her into the team. She's going to be our social media manager and a brand ambassador for us. So she'll be taking us along to her trainings with her. She'll be showing us life off the court for Berry Neal. And she'll also be helping us grow our presence online and connecting with more and more people. So we're really excited to welcome her into the team.
And you can find out more about the Elanda range and the Infinite Max shoe via the link on thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.